About taking Christ as the pattern and holding him forth in chapter 2, and taking Christ as our goal for the prize in chapter 3. And then, well, I guess he just had to talk to us about our come down to our condition and talk about, you know, not being anxious and forbearing. But actually, if we realize, would realize this is not anticlimactic. It's not that Paul came down. Actually, it became more applicable. This is the experience of Christ living out in a way that is the totality of the Christian life.
Amen.
So I just share in brief here some practical points from this message. So you don't want to miss, even if you don't get messages 60 through 60 or whatever, 58 or 59, at least you need to read message 62, right? This concluding message.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate his conclusion. One thing, I believe every person needs this. The secret of satisfaction.
Amen.
He shared here. This is one point. You know what the secret of satisfaction is? Is to be one with Christ.
Amen.
When we are one with the Lord, we can be satisfied with our circumstances and can be forbearing with everyone, everything, and every matter.
Amen.
Only when we are one with Christ can we be forbearing to the uttermost.
Amen.
And be satisfied in all the situations.
Amen.
This is so sweet. So you see, he didn't change when he came to chapter 4. He talked about Christ in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And now, actually, Christ just became applied as this totality, this total virtue called forbearance. To be fully fitting, to be fully reasonable, to be just, you know, this is so wonderful. So then a little practical point is forbearance, I think we mentioned before, and anxiety cannot go together. When you're forbearing, there's no anxiety.
Right.
But when there's anxiety, there's no forbearance.
Yes.
So he did share an awesome, a little word here about, you know, it says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. And I just appreciate this, that this is something of the application. According to Christian experience, to pray, to have fellowship, to communion with the Lord, to worship him. This is, we have this need. Daily we need to have a time to contact the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, daily we need to have a time to contact the Lord,
Amen.
To fellowship with him,
Amen.
And to worship him. During the course of our fellowship, we may have particular requests. Thus, we not only pray in a general way, but we make petitions to the Lord. And then it says, with thanksgiving. Both our prayer and petition should be accompanied with thanks, by thanksgiving to the Lord. Let us all learn to pray and petition with thanksgiving. If we are thankful to the Lord, this will keep us from anxiety.
Amen.
So good. When we're thankful to the Lord, also we'll be filled in spirit.
Amen.
And as we're those enjoying Christ with thanksgiving, we have Christ as our forbearance.
Amen.
Well, I'll just mention the last section. There are 6 points that he picked up that are kind of a conclusion to all of this for our understanding and for our practice. The first one is, we need to realize that just as anxiety is the totality of human life, do you realize the human life is a totality of anxiety?
Wow.
It just seems everything, you know, it just is a vicious spiraling of anxiety, right?
Yeah.
And education, and business, and everything, just cycle of anxiety. But forbearance is the totality of the Christian life.
Amen.
How about this? Forbearance is the totality of the Christian life. Second, we need to see that the source of forbearance is God, and the source of anxiety is Satan. That anxiety is Satan's calling card.
Yeah.
This is the source of anxiety. The third thing is that to realize that forbearance and anxiety cannot exist together. I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
The reason for this is that forbearance is actually the person of Christ himself. When Christ comes, Satan has to go. Anxiety has to be gone.
Amen.
The fourth thing is that we need to understand an exercise is that to have a life full of forbearance without anxiety, we need to what? Be one with the Lord in a practical way.
Amen.
To be one with the Lord experientially is to be in him.
Amen.
So it's so good. When we just say, Lord
Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
We're in the Holy Spirit, right?
Amen.
We're in him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Then fifth is what? We just saw it from, we need to pray.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, when we're not, if we don't pray, we may be overcome with anxiety. But that doesn't mean we merely just ask things of the Lord. It involves conversing with the Lord, communicating with Him in fellowship, and worshiping Him. As we spend time with the Lord in this way, we may make known our petitions with thanksgiving. And then the last point is, after praying and having fellowship, making petitions, we will know what the will of the Lord is.
Amen.
For example, we may have an illness, but we don't know whether the Lord intends to heal or to allow that to remain. Like with Paul, he had the thorn, and the Lord didn't take it away. But once we know God's will, we accept it, experience His sufficient grace, trust in Him, and thank Him. Then we will have a life full of forbearance.
Amen.
Without anxiety.
Amen.
So I appreciate this is a kind of concluding word to these 62 messages of the life study of Philippians.
Amen.
So I hope you have a little break, maybe a few weeks here, and we'll tell you, we will start, I think, 1 Timothy coming up pretty soon.
Amen.
So may we all just continue to enjoy this rich ministry in the life studies and continue to get the constitution.